The trucks were pounded during a joint operation in the borders of Koboko and South Sudan, DR Congo and Mountain Case Central Forest Reserve in Yumbe and Koboko District. Isa Alibai, the NFA Communications and Public Relations Manager, says during the joint operation by the law enforcement team from headquarters, they impounded six trucks which were carrying illegally cut timbers and logs of Afzelia africana tree species.
And when we find the documents are not satisfying or that they are false documents, this timber is brought to Kampala, the NFA head office. We go through a legal process. Of course, the courts have to clear us. And if courts clear us, then we auction them. But of course, the other person is taken to court. The courts decide on what to do with them according to the proof that is provided.
On 16th December 2017, Minister for Water and Environment, Honorable Sam Chiptoris, issued a directive banning the harvesting, movement, trade and any form of clearance in regards to Afzelia africana tree logs, timbers and shea nuts. However, Alice, the PRO, expressed the challenge of dealers getting documents and licenses from the borders and the neighboring countries of South Sudan and DR Congo.
Some of these guys get documents from the border, and they usually claim that this timber is coming from across the border, most especially Sudan, because Sudan also has Afzelia. In Uganda, Afzelia has been banned because it's a tree that could face extinction. The people are overcutting it and they are not planting. Now, what these people do, some of them, of course, we are aware of what they are doing. We are currently in discussion with all the other parties involved to ensure that we do not have any kind of collaboration at the border points where documents are being given for timber that is coming from within Uganda.
South Sudan government, after being accused of aiding illegal logging of endangered tree species by giving documents, in a letter dated 22nd September 2018, issued by the governor of Yei River State, Mr. Emmanuel Adil, addressed to the resident district commissioners of Yumbe, Koboko and Moyo, gave directives stopping illegal logging. Captain Yahaya Kakwaza, the resident district commissioner, in a comment, cautioned the leaders against being agents of aiding illegal logging of endangered tree species in the region.